With the debate still unfolding over the rapidly expanding federal deficit, lawmakers in the House got an update on the economy from Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. The Fed chief urged Congress to reestablish the tough budget rules that helped produce surpluses in the late 1990s. Greenspan's message today was upbeat. He said the sluggish economy could well be embarking on a period of extended growth, if, that is, business confidence returns to normal. The Fed is counting on that and projects a sharp upturn in growth in coming months. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Lackluster growth in the first half of the year has forced the Fed to revise its forecast for the remainder of the year downward, but that doesn't mean the nation's central bankers are pessimistic. The Fed is predicting growth will soon start to pick up again, hitting a rate of more than 4% next year. The Fed chairman cited several reasons, the end of major hostilities in Iraq and continued strength in consumer spending. Consumers have been refinancing their mortgages at a record pace to take advantage of low interest rates. The Fed has now cut short-term rates 13 times. The benchmark Fed funds rate is at 1%, its lowest level in 45 years. And Greenspan told lawmakers the Fed is ready to cut rates even more if need be.
The FOMC stands prepared to maintain a highly accommodative stance of policy for as long as needed to promote satisfactory economic performance.
Greenspan told lawmakers it would be a mistake to think the Fed is out of room to further reduce interest rates. And he said recently enacted tax cuts, including tax rebate checks millions of Americans will start getting later this month, should also help stimulate the economy.
The recently passed tax legislation will provide a considerable lift to disposable incomes of households in the second half of the year, even after accounting for some state and local offsets.
But some House Democrats weren't buying Greenspan's upbeat message. Joseph Crowley of New York referred to the nation's rising unemployment rate, now at a 9-year high, and said many of his constituents have yet to see a recovery.
Where is the momentum in this economy? For the past few sessions here, you have predicted job growth and wealth creation. And all we have seen, at least in my city, is more job loss and the loss of wealth.
And lawmakers also hammered the Fed chairman about the latest White House estimate on the deficit, a topic that prompted a particularly sharp exchange between the Fed chairman and Democrat Barney Frank of Massachusetts.
How many years of deficits of the sort we now have can we sustain before what you say is it could eventually impinge on the formation of private capital?
The major issue on fiscal policy is to make sure that the debt as a ratio to income is stable. The question of capital formation, remember, you can import a significant amount of capital.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, but I'm disappointed because I was trying to get you to talk about the implications of your report.
Well, you're asking a question which is not answered in the form in which you're answerable.
Well, I'm quoting, but there was clearly an aspect of it that your report documents that you're trying, frankly, to avoid.
Meanwhile, financial markets, for the most part, seemed largely unimpressed with Chairman Greenspan's testimony today. Stocks closed lower and bond prices fell. Tomorrow, the Fed chairman is due to testify before members of the Senate Banking Committee. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.